Today, I want to talk about where I have been screwing up. Because if you think failing at stuff means your business is going to fail, I am here to tell you different. Right now, I am having some of my biggest months. I am having more fun in my business than I have had in a long time. I am helping people in better ways than I ever have before. And I am doing some of the most stupid things behind the scenes at the exact same time. Today, I am going to share my humanness, so you can feel that your humanness is totally okay to bring into your business too. And you might even take a lesson or two away or a laugh from my mistakes while you are at it. So come listen to my muck-ups lately. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. I am so glad you are here for this episode because this one is one where we just get to hang out one business owner to another. Today is not a strategy episode. It is not a framework episode. I am not going to give you 5 steps to anything today. What I am going to do is sit here and be really honest with you about some stuff I have gotten wrong lately, like genuinely wrong. The kind of wrong where you look back and go, oh, mate, you knew that. You literally teach that even. What are you doing? And I think these episodes matter. I really do, because I think there is this really seductive idea that floats around the online business world and honestly just in life, that at some point you graduate from tough stuff or hard parts. And if you don't, something is wrong. That we get so good, experienced enough, smart enough, and when we do, the big, messy, even embarrassing mistakes just stop coming. And I am here to tell you that is not how it works. Not for me, not after 5 years, not after 60,000 digital products sold, not for any of the peers I know at my level or the people I get to hang out with at the next level I aspire to be or the levels beyond that even. Not after any of it. Leveling up in business does not mean the mistakes stop. It means you make them at a different level. And sometimes you make the same ones again with more at stake. So today I wanted to share 3 things I have genuinely stuffed up lately, not because I want to wallow in any of it at all. And honestly, some of it, friend to friend, other business owners might not even share for the sake of that perfect reputation. But you know I am about the real here when building businesses. And if one of these makes you feel less alone in your own mess, this episode has done its job. So let's get into it. Okay, so I am going to start with this one because it genuinely makes me cringe the most. And the cringe is extra loud because I 100% know better. And that is that in May, I didn't actually stay focused on a clear selling schedule in my business and made my life and my sales very, very hard. And honestly, my May marketing an absolute mess. Like I am embarrassed to even look at it. And I am only just coming out the tail end of that. Let me back up a bit and start from the start though. If you have been around my world for any amount of time, you will know I am a planning person. I have a process I follow in my business. I call it the plan to profit. And the whole idea is that at any point in time, I know exactly what I am building towards. I know exactly what I am selling. I know exactly what I am building behind the scenes. And all of my marketing just aligns to that. One focus. One direction. The whole machine pointed at one thing. I have run my business like this for years. It's why I am where I am today, honestly. I have taught it also to hundreds of others and gotten those people so much clear direction. And when I follow it, the clarity is genuinely unreal. I wake up and I know what I am doing. I know what I am selling on my stories. I know what the email is about. There is no standing in the kitchen at 7 a.m. going, okay, what am I doing today? So what did I go and do? For some reason in the month of May, for the first time in many, many years, I completely ignored it. Here is what happened. I had two things I genuinely wanted to bring into the world around the same time. One was tickets to the AI Edge event I run for my Scalable Business School students. The other was a new tool I had been building into my Content Mastery Club called the Seen Loved Selling Lab, which is basically an app I built to help club members create content at a whole new level. Both of them were genuinely exciting. Both of them were things I really believed in. And instead of going, right, which one first? Let me make a decision. Let me make a plan. Do this one and then do that one. My plan to profit method. I ignored the plan and my clear planning process, which means I have one outward focus at one time. And I tried to sell them both at the same time with basically zero strategic timing or channels around how to actually do that. And I can tell you exactly what that felt like every single morning. Chaos. I would look at my marketing channels and be so frozen as I didn't have a clear plan. Same for email. Same for the podcast. I was talking about the event on the podcast, then the club on my stories, chaos on my actual feed. And I was frozen in my emails. In fact, I was so frozen, I ended up breaking my email list into these tiny little chunks and sending different things to different people because I had completely confused myself about who should be hearing what. I also then froze on a public email I had planned to send because I could not figure out the message. I was supposed to be running a proper campaign. And it turned into this fractured every direction at once, what even is happening thing. And look, I scraped through, luckily only because of the email segmenting, honestly, as my socials were a mess. And I hit my sales goals for the AI Edge event and my goals for the club. But it was way harder than it needed to be. The return on the energy I put in was nowhere near what it would have been with a clear single focus. And the thing is, I know this, I teach this. Simplicity is what scales. One focus, one message, everything pointing the same direction. When you split your focus, you split your audience's attention, you split your own momentum. What should have been easy becomes this exhausting tug of war with yourself. And you can't get the build up with your audience's customer journey either. Now, I am not saying you can never sell two things at once. You can, absolutely. But if you are going to do that, you need a real plan. You need to know who is seeing what and why. You need to know how those two offers connect in the customer journey. You need to know the story that ties them together. I had none of that. So if you are sitting there right now with two ideas, trying to move them both forward at once, pick one, sell that one, finish that season, then do the next thing. Simplicity every single time. And for heaven's sake, make a business plan that tells you what to do in your business and stick to it. This reminded me the absolute critical power of my plan to profit, and I will be going harder than ever before, sticking to my own plan and making sure my scalable business students stick to theirs as we make these every 8 weeks in that space, as I have been painfully reminded of their power. So that is number one and some big lessons there. And now let's move over to number two. And this one is a good one, and I am sharing it specifically because I think it is a common marketing mistake or struggle I often see. And almost nobody talks about it enough in a way that is actually useful. And that is, I messed up some of my messaging and then my sales slowed down in that channel because of it. So let me share the backstory with this one too. I run ads. I have run ads in my own business for 5 years. I teach ads. I have a whole course called Easy Ads Engine. I genuinely believe ads are one of the most powerful levers you can pull in your business. But in some of my ads recently, I made a messaging mistake that really reminded me of how important it is to call in the right ideal client and customer. And where this played out was in my low ticket offer. Right now, I have a low ticket offer that has been selling insanely well, consistently pulling 3, 4, sometimes 5 times return on ad spend. So for every dollar in, 3 to 5 back, which is the kind of result you want, right? And I had multiple ad sets running at once, most of them just ticking along beautifully. Then I created a new ad set, great creative, good click cost, strong click through rate. By every surface level metric, these ads looked fantastic. The return on ad spend was 0.3, which means I was getting 30 cents back for every dollar I spent, and I could not figure it out. I turned that ad set off and just left the ones that were winning on, but it had me scratching my head a lot. The offer was solid. Other people were buying it every single day from the other ads, and organically, the sales page worked. The other ad sets were proving that the creative was strong. The visuals were all on par with what the other ads were winning with. So what was the problem? Here is what I eventually landed on. I had written that ad set for a person who was completely overwhelmed and resistant to the very thing my offer was trying to help them with. I had gone out into the world and called in the most objection-heavy version of my ideal person, someone sitting at zero, full of blockers, not even sure they wanted to take this step at all. My other ad sets were calling in people who already had a level of intent. They wanted to move forward, they just needed a few small things addressed. Those people landed on my sales page and bought. Easy. For example, I was running ads saying, want to move to Claude, as this is a Claude low ticket offer, but don't want to lose your memories. Here is how I can help with that. Or ones about how they want to move over fast as they don't have a lot of time. And my offer is a very fast, effective setup. But the people this ad set was pulling in, I was using messaging like, are you completely overwhelmed thinking about moving from ChatGPT to Claude? And they would click the ad because heck yes, they were. But these were the least likely people to buy. Without me really doing a lot of work to overcome that objection and resistance they had, they needed a whole journey before they were ready for my offer. And my sales page was not built to take them on that much longer journey than someone who was just stuck with the actual desire they had. So they arrived, looked around, and left. Now, I want to be really clear here. Those people were not the problem. They are not bad people. I hope my organic content or even some traffic ads in the future of mine can help them see it's not overwhelming. And then the offer is there for when they are blocked in other ways. But right now, they just were not offer ready yet. And if you are going to call in someone who has a lot of resistance to the action your offer is about, your marketing needs to be doing the work of addressing that resistance head on, specifically in the ad itself or on the sales page. Somewhere. You have to meet them where they are. The fix is either call in people who are already leaning towards yes and just need a nudge, or if you want to speak to the person with more objections, you better be addressing every single one of them in your copy. The big reminder from this one, when something is not working in your marketing, check who you are calling in before you blame the offer, the funnel, or the platform. Sometimes the offer is great, the funnel is fine. You are just speaking to the wrong person for where that offer sits. And now mistake three, I talked myself out of something for months. And I know this is a pattern of mine, and I think it is worth talking about both the specific thing I did and the pattern behind it. So bear with me here. A little while ago, I started to really see what was possible when it came to building apps inside my business. And I don't just mean theoretically, I mean, I could literally build one myself. I had already been building AI tools. I had already been using AI in ways that were genuinely changing how I worked and helping others do that. And I had this idea, what if I built an actual app for my students? For context, for a long time in my programs, I had been creating incredible content and done-for-you systems. I give people templates, plans, all of it. But the delivery of it was still a bit manual on their end. And that was because in the past, we have not had the automation opportunities we have right now. So I am not beating myself up about that at all. It has always been industry-leading for what was available in the industry. But they would get the content and then still have to do a chunk of work to take those assets and use them in their business. Or they were using AI that I had very little control over on my end. So I was doing 60, 70% of the work, but that last bit still sat with them, right? Or an AI I did not have full control over. And I thought, what if I just built the thing that does the whole thing? And was able to strictly train this AI as me to do this for them. The second I had that thought, I instantly knew it was what was needed. And here is what happened in my head. My inner thought said, who do I think I am to build an app? And I listened to that self-doubt or thinking I was reaching too far and maybe a bit of fear of the unknown with something new. And I shelved it. And then I went to a business event, sat in a room with people I really respect. People at a genuinely similar stage, running similar businesses to mine. And one of them just casually mentioned they had launched a couple of apps into their community the week before. Not as a big deal, not as a flex. Just, yeah, we launched these apps last week. The members are loving them. And something cracked open for me in that moment because I could see people around me building things and helping their people. And the only difference between me and them, I had held myself back. The gap between us was not resources, was not skill, was not timing. It was just that they had not let their own inner voice talk them out of something that was genuinely good for their students. So I came home from that event and I built the app. Actually, I built two of them, one for my scalable business school that does ads for people and one for the Content Mastery Club that does content. Launched them into my communities and they have been genuinely some of the best things I have done. My students are getting better results faster and the whole experience inside my programs has shifted and I had to hustle a little bit to catch up because I had delayed for months, months of real momentum given away to self-doubt. Now, here is where I could wrap this up and say, lesson learned, back myself sooner next time, moving on. But I am not going to do that because when I looked at this story, I saw something bigger behind it. This was not the first time I have done this in my business. And I am really setting myself a challenge now to clock this way faster. And so not only is this a lesson for all of us on getting in our own way, I want to encourage you today to look honestly at where you have held yourself back, anywhere you really do not need to be doing that. Can you see other people around you doing something and you have stopped yourself? If so, I want you to ask, why not me? Because it can be you too. But more than that, if you are really honest overall in your business, where can you see patterns showing up and can you put a layer of awareness in so you catch it faster? Because from now on, I will be asking myself, why not me way more often? What should you be asking yourself that your future self will thank you for? So there you have it, a little human-to-human talk lately about business. Or more importantly, the real side of business. I don't pretend to ever be perfect because it just doesn't exist. But I am so damn proud of my business, my growth, the way I help the world, the way I have grown year over year as a business owner, and how those things can exist with a layer of imperfection too. So here is to all of us being way more honest about what really goes on behind the scenes and being damn honest too that it's just all part of the journey, a journey that is pretty damn cool to be on as well. And here is also to getting seen, loved, selling, and scaling, even with hiccups along the way. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I already can't wait to see you same time, same place next time. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.